1-0. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Hump Day Wednesday, March 11th, 2026 edition. In the budget process, a lot of these committees are meeting, talking about money and how it's being handled in Lansing. We talked about the child care bills that are going through the Senate right now. House Oversight Committee yesterday delivered some information, very concerning, by the Republican State Representative Jason Wolford. According to his investigative report, SNAP program, food stamps, money coming from Washington, given to the states, to be handled, to be implemented, to be processed, has a payment error rate almost 10%, which is well above the federal benchmark mark of 6%. Wolford stated in the committee hearing that if it's left unresolved, the state of Michigan could face a federal penalty of about $320 million. Why? Because of the way the program is being mismanaged here in the state of Michigan by the Department of Health and Human Services. Even though those officials claim that they have a robust plan in place, quote unquote, to make sure that food assistance benefits are being delivered accurately to the Michigan families who rely on the program. Spokesperson Aaron Stover from the Department of Health and Human Services said Michigan has made, quote, meaningful progress, end quote, in improving payment accuracy in recent years. The state's SNAP payment error declined from 13% in fiscal year 2023 down to 9.53% in fiscal year 2024, which was below the national average. The spokesperson Stover went on to say, quote, as we work diligently to lower our rate below 6%. The Department of Health and Human Services continuously reviews the causes of the errors and implements improvements to strengthen accuracy, including enhanced staff training, system updates that support eligibility verification, and clear communication with clients about reporting changes promptly. Well, the department itself was not formally invited to testify at yesterday's House Oversight Committee hearing, something State Representative Reggie Miller, Democrat from Belleville, asked could be remedied at a future hearing. In response, the chair, Jay DeBoyer, Republican from Clay, said, yeah, I think that is something we can look into making happen. Department's got to come and answer some questions. Now, they also heard from not only State Representative Wolford, but others, and very, very interesting testimony was given at this House Oversight Committee. We'll continue on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Talking about the Department of Health and Human Services, who implements and takes care of dispersing the federal dollars that come from Washington regarding food stamps, the SNAP program. Well, the House Oversight Committee heard not only a report from State Representative Jason Wolford, but also Scott Centurino, a visiting fellow with the Foundation of Government Accountability Action. Scott suggested that the main culprit for Michigan's high error rate is its reliance on a, quote, self-attestment system, quote unquote, meaning applicants can initially submit basic information about their income, their family size, and employment without any extensive verification by the state. Centurino went on to say states that have implemented stronger verification systems have significantly reduced their error rates, citing, for example, Indiana and several other states as examples. Well, State Representative Wolford's report recommends several policy changes, including stronger front-end verification during applications, photo IDs being put on the bridge cards, converting the cards to chip technology, and joining the National SNAP Accuracy Clearinghouse to detect cross-state fraud, and requiring additional legislative reporting when the error rate exceeds federal thresholds, which is 6%. Again, it was much higher a couple years ago. 2024, it was still close to 10%. Well, one of the Democrats on the committee said that Wolford's report contains many inaccuracies. And the Democrats on the panel tried to drill down on them. Democratic lawmakers raised questions about whether the report accurately distinguishes between fraud and administrative errors, noting that the federal rules require states to accept SNAP applications with minimal initial information. Miller said that the error rate includes both overpayments and underpayments, and asked how much of Michigan's rate stems from administrative complexity rather than actual intentional fraud. One of the Democrats sending these questions out, State Representative Jennifer Connelly, Democrat from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. She also questioned whether benefits could actually be issued before eligibility information was even verified. Again, emphasizing that the federal rules require verification before payments are approved. Actually, Jennifer, that's a good question. You get a star for that one. Now, the other Democrat that drives me absolutely crazy, State Representative Penelope Turnsaglu, Democrat from East Lansing. She said that the Department of Health and Human Services is following federal regulations by asking for minimal information at the front end of the application process. And she questioned Centurino if he thought Michigan should violate federal law in order to crack down on the fraud. Well, how does other states do it, Penelope? She also questioned the assertion that information submitted by applicants isn't later checked by DHHS staff. Still, committee members from both parties acknowledge the importance of reducing the program's error rate. We have an obligation to manage this federal money wisely and ensure benefits go to people who truly need them, said the chair, DeBoyer, before adjourning the meeting. So, again, we need to fix the inefficiencies, the failure to meet federal guidelines, or we're going to get hit with a $320 million fine. And I just wonder, how many fines have we already paid in the past? They talked about 2023, the error rate was almost 14%. Did we pay a large $400 million fine back then? Or has Donald Trump and the Republicans in Washington just implemented these fines based on these excessive error rates? Something we definitely have to check into. Another package of bills, again, in the Senate. And this one is a perfect example of how the state of Michigan has got to go back to a part-time legislature. Plastic microbeads, tiny pieces of plastic added to beauty and cleaning products, couldn't be sold, manufactured, or distributed in the state of Michigan under legislation that moved out of the Senate Natural Resources and Agricultural Committee yesterday. On the committee, State Senators Roger Victory, Republican of Hudsonville, and Michelle Hatenga, Republican of Manton, opposed the bills. The Democrat-led panel voted out Substitute 1 version of Senate Bills 503, 504, and 505, dealing with plastic particles measuring less than 5,000 millimeters in each dimension. I kid you not. Plastic microbeads in beauty and cleaning products under Senate Bill 503, a ban not applying to cleaning and personal care products would begin on January 1st, 2028. It then would expand to these items starting in 2029, exempting microbeads that are under one part per million by weight. Violators would face a daily civil fine, listen to this, $2,000 a day. Today's actions mark for the first time a Michigan legislative committee has moved on a topic that Democrats have been bringing up and down for more than 10 years. The state's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy will be responsible for running a pilot program studying microplastics in drinking water and how it can be better mitigated. Every 5 years, EGLE will recommend updated strategies for reducing the presence of microplastics in the Great Lakes. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. One of the EGLE legislative liaison, Dylan Gebhard, gave testimony to the committee yesterday that last year, the Department of Eagle started deploying a $2 million one-time appropriations to fill some of the knowledge gaps on how microplastics impacts Michigan water. $2 million to fill in the knowledge gaps. They got to educate people in the state of Michigan about this problem of microplastics. And they deployed a $2 million one-time appropriation just towards educating the public. Oh my God, this story is giving me a headache. It covered the start of the yearly surface water sampling, developing a priority list on how to monitor microplastics in public drinking water, and hosting, listen to this, an expert summit. Experts. What does that mean? High-priced consultants or scientists that have to come in and attend a summit to educate us on this problem. Michigan needs to develop a comprehensive statewide strategy. Although there's a lot to love about this approach, no, actually, Gebhard, it's not. $2 million one-time appropriation is simply not sufficient to accomplish the full scope of the responsibilities outlined in Senate Bill 505. Especially when scientific research is needed to evaluate these risks and the impacts it has on our water here in the state of Michigan. Who was opposed to these bills? Michigan Farm Bureau. The farmers are against it. The Dow Chemical Company. They probably produce and make most of the microbeads. The Michigan Chemistry Council. And those supporting the bills, environmental organizations, Michigan Environmental Council and the Huron River Watershed Council. I got a question for you. Why is it these usually far left liberal progressives, organizations that operate basically on fear, false evidence appearing real about these issues. They want to shut down Line 5. Oh, why? Well, because the old 70-year-old steel pipeline laying on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac might break, and Enbridge will dump millions and gazillions gallons of oil into the Great Lakes. Shut down Line 5. Now we got to spend taxpayer dollars doing research, comprehensive strategy statewide, dealing with microbeads? Is this even a thing? I have no idea. But guess what? They're going to spend $2 million educating us on it, paying experts.